dandelions. Don't try to be daisies. Don't try to be tall like the trees. Did some of you try to be pink? Be content. Be yellow. It's not failure if you're not a pink dandelion. Be the flowers you are meant to be. But learn from others. Learn from the thin grass and recover from life's blows. Even from trampling boots. All is not lost if you remember you have roots.
Thank you. Solomon's Secret Art, Dictionary of the Occult, Under the Shadow of Neon, Power of Magic, Rain, Practice of the Supernatural, The Morning of the Magician, The Game of Wizards.
know you cannot escape death, but immortality can be obtained. In all traditions, they speak of holy mountains, the Meru mountain of India, Mount Kuenlun of the Taoist, the Karakoram of the Himalaya, the mountain of the philosophers, the Rosicrucian mountain, the Kabbalistic mountain of San Juan de la Cruz. There are many other holy mountains. The legend is always the same. 9 immortal men live on top of the mountain. From the highest peak they direct our world. They hold the secret to the conquest of death. They are more than 40,000 years old. But they were once like ourselves. If others have succeeded conquering death, why must we accept it? I know where the immortals live and how to obtain their secret. In this ancient Rosicrucian manuscript, I found an etching of the 9 immortals and the place where they live, the holy mountain of Lotus Island. Some men join forces to assault banks and steal money, pieces of paper. We must unite our forces to assault the holy mountain and rob its wise men of their secret of immortality. But to conquer the wisdom of the immortals, we too must become wise men. The elements of chemistry are many, but finite. So are the techniques of enlightenment. To reach it more quickly, we will combine the techniques. With the correct formula, any human being can become enlightened. The immortals are a group. If we are to succeed, we must cease to be individuals and become a collective being. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.